You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, so Al's getting ready to go to Houston this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited for him.
So am I. He's leaving.
Kirk's going to be out there.
Yep. You're leaving on the red eye Friday night,
11 o'clock.
He's also going to stay through the weekend and work in Houston on Monday, go to the championship game if the Aztecs are allowed. Are you going regardless?
So we have tickets for it. Okay. I guess the question, like John mentioned, if your team doesn't, then you just sell them.
Yeah, you'd be bored out of your mind if your team's not there.
Yeah, you might be right.
No fun.
We'll find out.
So we're stipulating that the basketball gods will not be enraged by this.
Yes.
But let's stipulate that the Aztecs get in. Let's assume that it happens. And the San Diego State basketball team is your national champion.
Wow.
That game will end at, say, roughly 10 o'clock local time in Houston. Okay? Yeah. What's your flight the next morning?
Got a bird going out at 5:15 a.m. Tuesday morning. 5:15,
to be on the air here at 10 o'clock.
That's bold, man.
I'm off that day. It's been on the books for...
Slea solo that day?
Not solo.
I did.
Are you in?
Perfect.
It's really important, Slea, that you get on that bird.
Celebration Tuesday.
So does he just drink the entire night and go to the airplane?
You have my permission. You frankly have my encouragement. Come in hammered.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
I don't see why not. Get those little bottles on the airplane.
Don't come in hammered. Please don't come in hammered, but come in maybe not well rested.
Yeah, no. Little bottles
on
the airplane.
Let's be honest here. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah,
if they
right.
did what they did and it's done at 10, 10:30, no one's going back to their VRBO and saying, all right, well, let me get
right.
two more hours of sleep.
No, you're not doing that.
That's not happening.
No.
So I think you just go, and even if that has to go all the way till, what time do the bars close in Houston?
I think it's 2.
Okay. Take it right to 2. From 2, get right to the airport. Go right to the airport from there.
Do you keep the party going on the plane?
Do what you got to do at the airport, and then on the plane, if it happens, it happens. I'm not going to have a car when I'm in Houston. I'm going to take an Uber from here to there, so I got to take an Uber back to here.
I thought Emily was going to drop you off at the
airport.
Did we
ever get that sorted out?
I've got a job to do. I got to get ready for the show because clearly Slea is going to be hammered. So
somebody needs to pick you up at the airport. 877-710-ESPN.
If SDSU does this thing that we're talking about, and you don't come back to L.A., with an SDSU tat.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You suck.
Those tat parlors open all night.
Where?
Houston.
Are you saying where on the body?
Where on the body.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Right here?
That.
Dude, go face.
Right there. No.
Bicep?
That and teardrops. Teardrops and this on the side.
Teardrops, but it has the name of the team.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Every player.
That's good.
Drop.
So that everybody asks, those who have like tattoos on their face, I just want to ask them, like, hey, can you just give me the whole backstory, everything? I'm going to be the guy that they're asking, and I'm going to say, well, I do a show, and they told me to get a tattoo if SDSU
wins.
Right,
those teardrops represent the players that SDSU killed.
If I told you, okay, this is good. If I told you that the only way San Diego State wins is if you get a tattoo, would you get that? Would you get a tattoo in order for San Diego State?
So I have to get a SDSU tattoo.
Correct. And if you get it, they win it all.
Does it matter where the tattoo is?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be like...
Let's assume we're not doing face or something.
On the guns? Right. You're going to do it on the guns?
What if it's on somewhere your forearm? Covered,
what if it's
somewhere...
on your forearm right here?
An like, SDSU the right
mine's,
there.
Mine's right here.
What do you got? Pull your shirt more.
Yeah, there.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine's right there.
Can I put it there?
But
yeah, you can put it there.
Yeah, then I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do it.
What about the forearm? Let's figure out where the line is.
Sleeve.
Full Aztec
full sleeve.
Aztec sleeve.
To get SDSU on the forearm and San Diego State wins a national championship. Yeah, I think I would do it on the forearm too.
Yeah.
Nothing. Wow. Nothing from here up.
No, that's fine.
The neck and up is that's
yeah.
It's next level.
It's reasonable to say no to that.
Just think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Again, from a city that has never won literally any championship. And it's on my shoulders to get an SDSU. I would do that.
That is, I never really. They've never won anything in San Diego.
They've never won.
They've lost more teams than they've actually won championships.
Well, the crazy thing is not only have they never won for a city that has had professional sports for a relatively long period of time. They've only had a handful of bites.
Chargers were there.
Yeah, they got one World Series.
Chargers were there.
Two World Series, one Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Chargers were there for 55 years. 55 years they were there.
Padres one Super Bowl against the 49ers. 68. That's 50.
And at least the franchise started there. But right, they lose to the Tigers in the 84, whatever it was.
And the Yankees swept them.
Yeah.
Never anything.
Nothing. So if all that has to do,
will there be a gigantic parade in San Diego if this happens?
I got to be honest. They got to do something, even if they're out on Saturday. You got a Final Four is, like, think about that for a second. The Final Four is as big as it gets in the world of college basketball.
Yeah.
I know they didn't, if they didn't win it, I understand that, and it would be disappointing if they lost.
You cannot have a parade after a loss. You can't
not a parade, but you got to do something.
Well, pep rally on campus.
No, you can't do
something.
Yeah,
for a Final Four?
No, you don't. You put a Final Four banner up.
Banner will go up.
You put a finalist banner if you lose in the finals. You put a 2023.
You put a Final Four ballot if you made the Final Four.
If you win on Saturday and lose on Monday, you don't have a Final Four banner. You have a finalist banner.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Because that's
don't put the score on there.
No, it's
right.
When you were at SC, did they win any titles when you were there?
No, actually, when I was at SC, it was a down period for the football team. Folks may remember Reggie Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback, I believe it was my sophomore year. Freshman year, I was there for Marinovich.
Okay.
His last year there. Actually, I had a sculpture class with Marinovich. He's a really cool
Just
guy.
Just give that guy one Big Mac. He was one Big Mac away from a gigantic career.
How did that story ever get told? Because he played high school sports down by where I live now.
Yes.
And so I've run across a million people that have, you know, interacted with the family over the years. Everybody knew that was baloney.
Yeah.
Like it was that he didn't eat this stuff and that he was a kid that lived that his dad was.
Wait a minute. You're saying I thought his dad was literally controlling his life and he never had a Big Mac.
Turns out it's not true.
Well, his dad was controlling his life.
Yes, but he would go to parties and have things that were worse than Big Macs.
I'd rather not know this because I love the Big Mac story, which I have told for years and years. True or not, apocryphal.
He's
or not.
Had a Jumbo Jack. That's happened.
Jumbo Jack's a good sandwich.
Sandwich.
I hope that wasn't shady.
You want to know?
I scared Jumbo Jack two tacos all the time.
You want to know how it happens? Like how the story can actually manifest itself for Marinovich? It's pre-social media. Mm. That would have been outed in social media. Somebody would have seen Todd Marinovich with fast
food. McDonald's.
Yeah.
Eating a Big Mac.
Somewhere like that.
The security cam from the drive-thru at McDonald's. Is that Marin? I think that's him.
Yes.
I think that's him. No, I'm excited for you, Slee. He and Kirk are going to hook up and kind of get after it a little bit.
You and Kirk get tats together if the thing happens.
Kirk might already have one.
Yeah, Kirk could have one.
But he'd be commemorating this one, and they'd be matching tats with Slee.
If you only know how many times I'm going to say... Yeah, I know Kirk Morrison. I'm going to use that
Play that hard.
All weekend long.
Yeah.
What is the Bowling Green mascot, Mace?
The Falcons. The Falcons. Yeah.
If the Falcons found their way into this situation, you'd get tatted up?
I would like to point out, I got this on Twitter today, that the Bowling Green State University Lady Falcons are in the Final Four of the NIT.
Are you going to get a tattoo?
I'm going to reserve a tattoo.
Bowling Green NIT 2023.
Just write a paragraph.
Yeah.
Just talk about their season.
Yeah, I was thrilled over that. By the way, we had Jim Larrañaga. He was terrible. Now Jim Larrañaga took George Mason to the Final Four.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You had him as a coach. I thought you made
Miami.
Him a
took him there. No, he didn't win anything when he was at Bowling Green.
Do you guys like the way that it's set? Like San Diego State has a bunch of guys from other places.
Yeah.
That every team does. That's not a San Diego State thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that it is so season to season that they're going to shuffle. These teams aren't even the Final Four are going to have totally different teams beyond this. And college football is a lot like that. Yep. I know that I'm in the minority here of somebody that follows college baseball, but college baseball is like everybody changes teams every year.
It's free agency.
It's just a little – I'm happy that kids can move. Yeah. I'm happy that they get NIL. Fully support that, but – the constant shuffling of, well, he was all Pac-12 at Cal last year, and now he's at UCSB, and this guy's at San Diego State.
And he went to the Big Ten.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird.
So I wonder if at some point the, you know, these different people or companies offering NILs, like if you have a company, for example, that the CEO is a big-time alum and booster fan of some program, you'll get the NIL, but you have to stay a certain amount
of
time.
You'll have a commitment?
Yeah. Because I feel like that if you're looking, if you care about the idea of kids constantly entering the transfer portal, looking for something better, which more power to them, that could be the preventative. Just like, look, I'll pay you triple this NIL,
yeah,
but you have to stay here at least 2 years, at least 3 years, whatever it is. And then it's up to the kid to say yes or no.
What, are you signing a contract with a booster?
I mean, you're signing a contract.
Usually it was just a suitcase.
No. I will render these services for this amount payable on this day.
That's called a contract.
Yeah. I can promise you that some of the people now in the NIL game, there's at least a Venn diagram where it crosses over to under the table booster money.
Sure.
I can promise you that there are some of the same people.
Of course it is.
They can just now do it in the open.
Yeah, they're doing it in the porch instead of in the garage.
Right, exactly.
It's the same money from the same people. We just don't have to pretend it's not happening.
The only reason why I think the transfer portal, I see what you're saying. Like, you got guys that are they're going from university to university.
Like,
but just to use as an example, it's like, I don't know if that's the reason why you had so much uncertainty in this tournament, because a team like FAU is going to have guys that have been there for longer. A team like San Diego State.
I have heard that the other teams in the Final Four have taken advantage of the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Beto told me that the other day. He said it's not just the teams been together. It's like somebody transferred to Florida Atlantic because they thought they could get playing time where they couldn't get it where they were.
For sure. Al, you know better than I know at least two of San Diego State's starters were on a different team last year.
So transfer portal.
Matt Bradley was there last year, but
he was all Pac-12 at Cal a couple of years before that.
They've had players kind of come and go, and I think just kind of the landscape. Let's use SC and UCLA. They're going to go to a different conference. It's all going to be completely solely based on how much money that you're going to make. A lot of it is going to be due for those respective reasons.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I mean, if you get a better opportunity at a different school because you're going to get more playing time
players
than you
have
thought.
Players just become the coaches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only designation and difference now is this has always been happening. It was just the coaches who could do it.
All right, I got a quick one before we get out of here.
Hey, by the way, Slee, you're by the thermostat. I just saw a penguin. Can we warm this place up a little bit?
Jeez. Well, he's got a parka on like he's going
yeah,
on
you are. You're,
expedition
you're all
to the
parked
North
up.
Pole.
You're freezing? You're cold?
Yeah, I'm really cold.
Okay, here's what happens with this.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yes,
so I can
you are
do it.
By the thermostat.
Sometimes chefs say, can you get that thing lower? Didn't happen today.
Yeah.
Other times, you'll exit, and on your way out, you'll hit it a couple times.
Uh-huh.
I haven't touched it yet today. Did you touch it?
I have not touched it.
No, it's a freezer. There's like meat hanging and stuff.
You're dressed nicely today. Do you have an appointment or something?
No, this is the brand new me.
Yeah, but it lasted like 3 days before you showed up in shorts and a sweatsuit.
No, brand new me. I'm wearing grown up clothes.
It looks good.
Yeah, no, man.
That's what I just said. I said you look nice.
Shoes on.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
Have you seen Chris hobbling around so far?
Yeah, Morales.
Yeah.
I think it's karma.
What for?
Everything. Karma for
just
everything.
The universe said today's the day.
Yes.
It started in 2007.
Yep.
Like the karma police have this file on Morales.
Oh,
it's like its own room. Like it's just a room.
It's offsite.
Of files.
Yes.
You ever fallen in public?
Are you really asking me that?
They sit this one out.
Within the last 3 months? No.
Are you really asking me that?
AK, I'll gear it towards you. Matt, he said something that I think everybody's initial reaction to. Your first concern is not, am I injured? Your first concern is, who just saw me fall?
Right,
just kind of, you start looking around, and that's what Chris said. Chris said he falls. It's pouring rain outside.
Yeah.
He said nobody helped him, but the first thing he did, his knees bother him. He just looks to see, did anybody just see that? Anytime that's happened, it's the exact same thing for
now,
me,
now, what's the second thing? If somebody saw you fall, stand up right away and pretend like nothing happened. It's even if you busted something, stand up right away and like, yeah, I'm fine.
I can tell you the exact
moment. When they come and say, are you okay? I'm like, no, don't do that. You're drawing more attention.
Exactly.
Leave me alone.
The exact moment where I lost my self-consciousness about falling in a crowd, it was sometime in college at SC. I used to ride my skateboard. I lived off campus. I would ride my skateboard to classes. I would have it on campus. Sometimes I'd be riding. I bit it in the middle of the quad at like noon. I mean, like half of the campus was there, watched me go like straight up in the air, land on my back. At that point, I was like, it can't get any worse than this.
So this was, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. I was working for the Angel Station. And right before the start of the season every year, I don't know if they still do it. They might. They have a 5K,
yeah,
right? And you start at the Big A, you end at the Big A, and you run through Anaheim. And they have a little pep rally for the start of the season before. And because I was working for that station,
yep,
they have me come up and talk.
Right.
And say, hey, you know, we're getting excited. We're gonna go run. And I was running in the 5K as well. So people, I don't want to say everybody knew who I was, but I was on stage in front of most of the runners at this thing about 15 minutes before this happens.
Yeah.
Start the race. I'm running along. And I'm kind of in the middle of the pack. I'm not slow. I'm not fast. I'm just kind of doing my thing.
Right.
I have on my AirPods. I've got my sunglasses, a hat, the whole thing. And I'm running along, got my phone in my hand. And I trip over those little blue reflectors in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
That denote the
yeah.
No, that's not funny. And yard sale. I go down. AirPods go this way. Sunglasses go that way.
Yeah.
I fall on the street. It's like on Gene Autry Boulevard. I tear the skin off my hands.
No.
And I'm in front of all of these people that I was just standing and talking to 10 minutes before.
Right.
The entire race felt like it came to a stop, so everyone could come over to see if, and just like you said, popped right up. I'm fine.
Yeah.
People are bringing me, here's your AirPod back, here are your sunglasses.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm bleeding from my hands, and just leave me
alone.
You
just hear the ambulance in the background.
Do the Pee Wee Herman. I meant to do that.
It was so embarrassing.
I haven't fallen since
that last fall.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
You made it through pickleball.
I did make it through pickleball. Exactly.
Super Cross Dock is powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon. Well, do I have a good afternoon or no? What's going on?
So stuff's still playing. Good afternoon.
It's the same clip. I haven't touched anything, but something's wrong with that clip.
Good afternoon.
Anyway, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Happy Wednesday.
So are we going to duplicate yesterday?
Can you?
Yeah.
If you can, then yeah.
We're going to do it. Yeah.
It's got to be organic.
Bergman, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm not doing so hot.
Yeah, in what respect?
Like, I'm not feeling well in the slightest.
Really? So, now, when did this start?
It started this morning, but I took my temperature and I was normal. And as the day has gone on, I've started to feel worse.
You're running a fever now?
I don't know.
So Emily's our backup producer?
Emily is your backup, yeah.
I've never had Emily as a producer. I am. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
So Emily will stay for me. I'll probably leave soon.
Okay, what time do you think?
I don't know. What time do you want me to go?
Take the day.
Yeah, take the day, man. Seriously, take the day.
You've already gotten us all sick.
Avoid traffic. Yeah, there's nothing I can do at this point.
Avoid traffic, man. Go, go, go.
All right, Emily, it's all yours.
Em, it's you.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Now, Emily has never produced our show before. Emily, what are you expecting?
I'm expecting to have a lot of fun. I'm expecting to, just learn a bunch of stuff about you guys. I think you guys are great.
Excellent. Excellent. So Bergman immediately said we have too much. I put too much stuff on the prep sheet. I'm never going to keep it straight in my head. And Bergman, this is how I operate, man. This is how I roll.
Yeah, I know, except for the fact that a lot of times you'll go, let's go to, let's see, we should do, there's this one and this one, and then this one. What's wrong with that? That's part of the gag. No, is it a gag?
It is a gag.
I don't think it's a gag.
It's a gag.
I think it's real.
It's a gag.
I think it's real.
Gag.
What do you think, Andy? Is it real or a gag?
It's all part of Mace's process. There's a method to the madness.
Yes, correct.
Right, but if we can tighten it up just a little bit.
No. Yeah, people want real. Yeah. People want real.
No, you going, what am I going to do is not real.
Me going, hoo.
That's exactly what you were doing.
It's what I do all the time. That's what I do all the time.
It's gotten this far.
So while you're here tonight, Lakers at Chicago.
Yeah.
Guaranteed win night. I feel it. It's going to happen. I think LeBron.
Are you putting mythical money?
They were thrown off a little bit on Sunday because LeBron was trying to be in. He's coming in off the bench and pieces weren't fitting well. Tonight, it all fits together and they win. They're actually 2.5-point favorites at Chicago.
They should have because LeBron is questionable. My sense, I could be wrong, but my sense is that's just a designation because of what he's been going through. I would be surprised. If he doesn't play, in the meantime, D'Angelo Russell is listed as probable. Anthony Davis is listed as probable. I feel like we are going to have, for the first time in a long time, the rotation.
Yeah, the rotation.
Like, Mo Bamba's obviously hurt, but he was with the team so little before he got hurt. I don't really count him in that sense.
Right.
But they should have pretty much all hands on deck tonight in Chicago. I feel it.
Bergman, give me...
No, we have to do something. No, we're not doing mythical money.
What?
The last time you guaranteed a win, you got a pie in the face. Yeah. You're guaranteeing a win again, so you have to do something similar. It can't be not a pie in the face, but something else.
What? Do you have any ideas?
I don't know. Well, there's cake back here. There's DeAndre's cake for his birthday.
I want my cake.
We can want your cake? All right. If they lose, we're going to put that in the freezer and we're going to smash it down
DeAndre's
your pants.
DeAndre's birthday cake?
Yeah.
Down your pants?
Not down
I don't know.
Pants.
Well, what something. I don't know.
About?
Something.
I'm not putting anything down my pants.
You're wasting that cake. Stupid. It's a beautiful cake.
No, I bought that cake. No, hell no.
That's a stupid gag.
And wasting your pants.
Oh, yeah, because the cake in the face was a good gag.
You're punishing DeAndre more than you're punishing me.
That's true. I'm sorry, DeAndre. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Happy birthday, though, DeAndre.
Happy birthday.
25 years old.
Jeez. How old?
25.
25.
He should play Game of Games today. Sick. Are you around for Game of Games? Yeah, he can play Game of Games today.
That is sickening. He's 25 years old.
Can you believe that? 25 years old. What is that like?
Seriously, screw that guy.
M is 26.
Yeah.
God, what is that like?
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You have to do something. Andy, you have any ideas? What should he do if
they
lose?
Eat a slice of cake.
Oh, yeah.
You want your cake.
No, seriously.
It's a gateway cake.
No, it is a gateway cake. It absolutely is. No, I've cut weight. I'm trying to be careful, although I did eat a Popeye's chicken sandwich today.
Yeah.
Well, I ate two hard-boiled eggs and some peanut butter and one of them protein boxes from the Starbucks because they didn't have my breakfast sandwich. They don't have my breakfast sandwich right now, which is the feta cheese thing, and then they didn't have the turkey bacon cheddar thing, so I had to get the protein box.
Okay, here's what I was thinking about, because like the idea of Mace eating that cake as a punishment because he's been trying to cut weight, you're screwing with him, that is true, except in the immediate, that's actually a reward.
No, in the immediate, it's fun.
So
right.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
What is the most either fattiest or high-calorie food that you hate?
Ooh,
that's
you
what you have to eat.
Boy, he likes everything.
There are very few things that I don't eat. I love all foods.
How about
this?
Fatty? How about this? Jorge gets to go back to the honor bar and pick something that he thinks you should eat.
This sounds so lame.
Get you a cup of noodles.
That's I love cup of noodles.
No, you know I'm telling you. Like something, no, it has to be something bad.
Ramen,
they have like Twinkies.
Cup of noodles, I like all that
fake
stuff.
Twinkies, yeah.
No, I think that's a lame gag. Boy, you really are sick.
Right. I'm just trying to throw stuff out there. You're not giving me anything. You're going to start helping.
Just put mythical money.
Yeah, just mythical.
That's so boring.
Half of your mythical money.
Half of your mythical. Ooh.
No.
You're guaranteeing it. You're guaranteeing it.
You have 97,000.
You're not taking a pie. Yeah. Go ahead.
Half of my mythical money?
Half. You're guaranteeing
it. You did guarantee it.
Sign me
$48,000
mythical money on the Lakers tonight, minus the 2.5.
48,000.
48,000 mythical dollars.
Googling LeBron James availability.
Oh, yeah, availability. That's a good question.
Questionable, sir. Questionable.
Here's Shams Charani on that very subject.
I think when you look at this game,
Oh, let me try that one more time. Here's Sean Strong.
I think when you look at this game, though, it, like the Bulls are have a 2.5-game lead in the play-in tournament race. Like, they're pretty secure. The Wizards, like we just discussed, they're a team that's directly underneath them at 11th, and they're clearly going on a path where Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma could get shut down. So the Bulls are good in the play-in tournament race. But when you look at the Lakers, every game matters, and they've got more at stake tonight, and really for the next several games, than the Bulls do, just for the simple fact they're half a game out of the play-in tournament race. They're also equally, you know, whether it's a game and a half, depending on the moment, out of potentially getting into the playoffs outright. So every game matters for the Lakers. LeBron James is questionable tonight. We'll see if he plays. I assume as long as that foot is feeling fine, you know, we'll see what happens in pregame warm-ups. But the big news for the Lakers is after missing a game, D'Angelo Russell will be back in the lineup tonight. He's listed as probable.
What did we learn?
What I think we learned,
yeah,
is that if LeBron doesn't play tonight, it means there's a setback.
Yeah, no, you're right.
That's what I think it
but
means.
But only questionable. And by the way, I hate when people say my sense is. Now, where did your sense come from? What is your sense?
I'm listening to the way he talked about this.
Yes, okay.
And the information we've already had, which is that LeBron came back ahead of the anticipated schedule.
Right.
He went to the LeBron James Effete.
Yes.
The LeBron James Effete said, don't listen to those other doctors
yes,
who say
correct.
Season-ending surgery.
Yep.
We can ramp you up. We can get you ready. He played in this game. He's had 2 days off.
Yeah.
2.5, really, because it was a day game.
Right.
If he doesn't play in this game, my sense, just a sense, is that it's a setback.
Just a sense. A
just
sense.
A sense.
My sense
but doesn't that
is
feel
that
like
your sense is just not real.
Well, it
when anybody says my sense, the other ones, people are telling me, my sources are saying, my son, all that kind of stuff.
No, actually,
do you have a source?
I'm going to correct you. My sense is actually looser than my sources are telling
right.
me.
I'm not
even going
my
to anyone.
My sources are telling me is my sense.
But I'm, okay, you know.
It's an imaginary feeling that you have.
You do know, though, and I feel I can say this confidently. I am very on top of what happens with this team.
No question.
I know the team
Locked
extremely
on Lakers,
five
it's on
days
every
a week.
Day.
There's
YouTube
a YouTube
component.
Yes. I know what goes on with this team. I do talk to people.
Yeah.
I ask
of course.
Around.
Yeah.
But this isn't my sense.
Okay.
Because LeBron has been, frankly, very cagey about this.
Yes, he has.
He has not let out a lot of details.
He went from out to doubtful to playing.
And he says he will speak for himself, only take the info from him, so therefore I have to go off my sense.
Right. My sense is Bergman's not going to be here very long.
No, probably not much longer.
No, sources are confirming
no,
Bergman's
sources
not going to be here.
The fact that Emily is right there.
She's ready and waiting.
That's my sense.
Yeah, this also tells me that D'Lo is playing, so that means that there's going to be an excuse for Anthony Davis of like, I wasn't expecting it.
Wow. Right.
It threw me off a little
sick
bit.
Sick and bitter out the door.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to throw a
but
shot
took
somewhere.
Only 8 shots on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, because D'Lo doesn't know how to get him the ball, apparently.
D'Lo didn't play in that game.
No, I know, but in other games, it was like when D'Lo came back the first time, it was like, the two of them, they weren't meshing.
Exactly.
He wasn't able to get him the ball. So now there's an excuse. There was an excuse on Sunday because LeBron came back. Now there's an excuse because D'Lo came back.
Yeah.
So there's always an excuse.
Okay, before you go, because you look awful.
Thank you.
You look awful.
I appreciate
awful.
That. It's really nice of you.
So Jason Momoa is on the show tomorrow?
Jason Momoa is on the show tomorrow.
Aquaman.
He's a Harley guy, too.
Oh,
so
man,
he has an alcohol that is being sponsored by Islands. And so Islands is having him on with us tomorrow.
That is awesome.
That's
and we're
crazy.
Having Islands in studio tomorrow, too.
Islands in studio. What about
cheesy fries?
Cheese fries with the blue cheese or the ranch dressing?
Well, if you ask for it, Mace,
that's
you're going to get it.
I think I was maybe the last person on the planet that knew this, but you know that gif that's really popular of the guy with the folding chair and in one motion he like unfolds it and he sits down because he wants to watch what's about to happen? That's Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I think I was the last person that knew this.
Was he not also Father Time in all the LeBron ads? Didn't he play that?
He was.
And he was Aquaman. And he's in
Game of
Fast
Thrones.
And Furious. Oh, Game of Thrones.
He's in the new Fast and Furious.
He's in Fast and Furious 10, the final chapter.
Should we ask Jason Momoa with that ad campaign with Father Time? Was LeBron playing with fire?
Did Father Time actually win?
Like,
Father Time certainly has a lead.
You're up on LeBron, aren't you,
You're up
Momoa?
On LeBron. Coming up next for you. Juan said something really offensive to me last night.
Whoa.
Very, very offensive. Plus, Charles Barkley said something that I'm speaking of LeBron, that I'm wondering if it's real or if it's hyperbole. We'll get to that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Promised that we would give you local LA bands. This is Grupo Patron covering Lionel Richie's Hello. I love this cut. I love this cut.
I cannot hear this song now without hearing that
song. I don't think your mic is your mic on? There you go.
Come on, Andy, you're a professional.
Yeah, Andy, turn
your mic. You got a button in front of you.
It's usually put on for me.
How many years have you been working with us? Come on.
Long enough to know that it's usually put on for me. I cannot hear this without thinking of that Seinfeld with the voice.
Right.
Hello.
This is a good cut.
It's a little slow. Does it pick up?
Oh, have you heard the song before?
Nope.
Nope, it does not pick
no.
up.
No, this is as peppy as it gets.
But thank you very much to Grupo Patron for sending us that. I like that.
It's a Norteño band, too, I think, right?
It's a what?
I think it's a Norteño band, so it's, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. If you've got a band here in LA and you want to hear it on the station, on the Mason and Ireland show, tweet us a link to your YouTube where your song is. Everybody puts it on YouTube now. At Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. Got some other local bands coming up for you. So do you have the Succession theme song?
Hold on. I said, let's get through this patrol and I'll get it for you. You want to take them behind the curtain?
I asked for it 24 hours ago.
No, you did.
24 hours.
More like 24 seconds ago.
You weren't busy turning on my mic, Jorge.
Oh, relax. Now you want to. Oh, so it's getting up on Jorge. Since Greg left, you guys want to get on me now?
Can you help us with this? Bergman's out. Bergman's
out. I'm trying to look for it.
As Morales likes to say, gutless.
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 Yeah. Ellie, I've never worked with you before.
Yeah, this is a new experience. Yeah, I've never worked with you before.
You've seen every TV show and movie in history,
exactly.
Which is amazing.
So did you get to see Succession yet?
I did. I saw Succession last night, episode 1 of season 4. There we go. Awesome.
It's so good.
It is so funny.
Yeah, and you get right back into all the relationships. I think the funniest scene in all of Succession was the when they're all talking around and then Logan's like, someone tell a joke. It's all dry in here. That's my favorite scene
you
ever.
No, my favorite scene of
Roast
all time
me.
My favorite scene was when they were all in the kids' room with the baby bassinet and they're arguing like little kids. I mean, there's so much in the show. Now, we decided that I am Roman, right?
I can see that.
Roman. Ireland is Connor.
Can definitely see that. Yeah.
Andy is.
That's an interesting question.
Are you who's the guy who told the first joke and it was like, you know, Logan, he's a tough old nut. That's Andy.
Is that Frank?
Frank. I'm thinking Frank. Yes. Frank. Yes.
Nobody wants to be Frank.
He is bald.
Once last night said I'm Jerry. I am so not. I'm like the opposite.
See,
of
yeah.
Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry's too serious.
That's not the insult though that you're taking it as. Jerry is shrewd.
Oh, she's. I am here to serve the interests of our shareholders.
Is
How does that
interest?
Serve my interest?
Yeah,
exactly. We got there.
Would not shock me at all if Jerry ends up on top of this entire mess by the end of it.
Yeah. Does that make you by elimination Shiv?
I can see myself a lot in Shiv.
I can see yourself.
But there's not
in
a lot
Shiv.
Of other women. Who's Kendall's wife? Is it Rava? That's her
Rava,
name.
Rava, yes.
I'm definitely not Rava. That's the only other woman.
What about Connor's wife?
Willa?
Willa.
Willa, I'm definitely not
Willa. Prostitute turned Broadway performer.
And now
turned...
Republican wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's a Republican. He's like
a libertarian.
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, something in there, like just, you know. But I can see more Shiv.
I
have a little bit more of an edge to me.
Yeah.
I fight with my sisters. You know, I have that in me.
There you go. And Jorge is.
I am not interested in the show. I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, straight up.
But Mace, this
is Frank. He's Frank.
This song is like on the pillar or like the Mount Rushmore of theme songs.
It's a great theme song. Great theme song.
It gets you right into it.
Yeah, it does.
And
it
it's so original. Like it's this combination of classical music and hip hop beat.
Like, and it works well because of Kendall's love of hip hop.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Such a great show. We'll, now, next time I ask for the theme song,
24 seconds hours, ahead. Okay.
24-hour wait.
Hey, she did something that you don't like.
What?
And you didn't say anything.
What?
She went with the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't understand. What else should I say instead of Mount Rushmore?
Just the best.
The best.
Okay.
The
best. Five best.
The Mount Rushmore. Yeah, exactly. All right. So I wanted to get to this.
The LeBron of theme songs.
First day. So speaking of LeBron, I'm glad you brought that up, Emily.
Thank you.
So this is interesting. Charles Barkley said something about LeBron James. And I want to know if you think it's real or if you think it's hyperbole. Charles Barkley said that LeBron James is the greatest story in the history of sports. Sounds hyperbole, right? This is the way he phrased it exactly. He said, LeBron James, greatest American superstar that we've ever seen in the history of this country, been in the spotlight since he was 16 years old, scandal-free, elevates everyone around him, promotes his family, uplifts organizations.
Here's what I'll say. I don't know if you can definitively say it is the greatest of all time. Like when you think about Muhammad Ali, you think about Jackie Robinson, like you think about these different transcendent people in the history of sports. But can you make an argument for LeBron? Absolutely.
In this era, in the social media era, to be scandal-free is shocking.
Well, it's not just in the social media era. He's the equivalent of a child star.
Yeah, he is.
Who went through all this. I mean, LeBron has been a known commodity since he was 13 years old.
Yep.
All the time leading up to that, his life was in chaos. He and his mom, you know, he's an only child. Yep. He and his mom moved constantly. I mean, their life was just constant chaos, instability. He ends up this, you know, teenage wunderkind that everybody...
Wait a minute, let me write that down.
Wunderkind.
V-U...
No, it's W.
And why do you say wunder, then?
Because it's one of them German W's that sounds like V.
Oh, it's a German word.
Yeah, it's a German word. Wunderkind.
Wunderkid?
Yeah, wunderkid.
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 Yeah.
It's a wunderkid.
It's not kid, though. It's kind.
Oh, why isn't it kind?
Because kind is the German part. Kind means kid in German, but yes.
Why don't we just say wunderkid?
Because then that's not the word that we're talking about.
Right. And he is somebody that everybody has wanted to have a piece of since he was 13 years old.
Yep.
He's been a commodity since he was 13 years old.
My dad used to watch his high school basketball games, which were all aired on in Cleveland.
Yeah. And aired on ESPN. I used to watch him living out here.
Yeah.
And he had to do this without a roadmap. And then on top of it, he ended up empowering his friends to manage his career. And while there have been a couple missteps, just like any agent has missteps, Maverick Carter, you know, Randy Mims, they're Rich Paul, they're really good at what they do. They're really good at this. You can make an argument, yes, that LeBron is the greatest sports story. You can absolutely
make the
argument.
Now, there are people who are detractors of LeBron, went one too many cities, had the decision, which I honestly thought the decision was terrible. I will admit it was terrible.
It was poorly executed, and
it was a big F you to Cleveland is what it was.
Here's the thing, and I've talked a little bit to people that used to be with CAA.
Right.
This was a CAA thing at the time.
Fancy.
It was a shock to them
mm-hmm.
that the backlash happened.
Really?
And it shouldn't have been.
It shouldn't have been.
No.
If you're going to leave your hometown, you don't do a TV special to announce it.
Right. And I know there was the, you know, raise money for the Boys and Girls
Club.
Yeah,
which was great, all that.
But you could have done that anyway.
Yeah.
The TV special was, the Boys and Girls Club ended up looking in some ways, I want to make it clear, I'm not accusing LeBron of this. I'm just saying it's how it looked. It looked in a lot of ways like you were using the Boys and Girls Club as a meat shield for breaking up with Cleveland publicly. Like it was one of those things that did not require an hour presentation.
Yeah, just give some money to the Boys and Girls Club.
Right, but also, too, like explaining that you're leaving Cleveland doesn't require like an entire hour on ESPN, like a special.
And then dragging it out
And LeBron looked unprepared for it. Like the thing back and forth with him and Jim Gray was awkward.
Awkward, yeah.
But if that is the worst thing.
That is the worst thing.
If that's the worst thing you can come up with, LeBron, That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah. No, it's a great American story.
Yes, absolutely.
And now look, the Promise School and all that stuff he's doing back home.
Yeah,
and
I mean, he is living his life after basketball.
Raised a great family. Yeah. Bronny's turning into, I mean, played in the McDonald's game yesterday. Yeah. Looked really good. I mean, I'm not a
Bryce
talent evaluator, but
good.
Bryce is supposed to be good, yeah.
And in the meantime, though, like, he's already living his life after basketball while playing basketball. Like,
right.
He is a legitimate force in Hollywood. He is a legitimate force in media. Like, you know, he's gotten involved with different brands that matter. It's amazing what he's done. Like, I think for a long time, he's been the most powerful athlete in North American
yeah,
sports.
Yeah, for sure. All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Then, I'm not a big Gwyneth Paltrow guy. By the way, I don't think those words generally go together, Gwyneth Paltrow and guy.
You're not a goopy?
I'm not a goopster. But she's doing something I'm curious about because, you know, I'm in a health kick. I want to talk about that. Plus,
I thought you were saying she was in a trial.
She is in a trial, yes. Too, with a skiing accident, which I'll mention, too. And then how much would you have won if you bet the Final Four before the NCAA tournament started?
Ooh.
That's coming up for you along with the Wheel of Questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. Oh, not really a hypothetical, more of an informational.
Okay.
What is the worst as a kid that you were ever punished, and how did that punishment come down?
Ooh, the worst that I was ever punished? Wow, I did not get punished a ton growing up, not even because I was so well-behaved.
Are we the oldest?
I was the oldest.
Yeah, the oldest never screws up that
no,
much.
No, it was the opposite. My parents, after a while, just realized the punishments weren't really
and
taken.
And Brian got away with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Brian did less, got away with more, and my parents, after a while, realized that the punishments were more trouble for them
yes.
than me.
So like, what was the average punishment?
The average, I don't know, grounded a weekend, something
that's
like
it?
That.
That's
yeah.
all?
Grounded a weekend, you know, maybe grounded a couple weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, they got sick of it because after a while, like the longer they grounded me,
right,
the more I'm at home
yeah,
getting
yeah.
on their nerves. So it started becoming a punishment for them. So after a while, they just set me free range. You know, they're just like, we're tired of you.
Yeah. All right, Em, what about you? Worst you were ever punished and how?
I consider myself a pretty good kid, mm-hmm. But I think it was my grandparents. It wasn't my parents that were the stricter ones. So it was my grandmother's idea, I guess, or her mode of punishment was whatever the crime, it's always wash your mouth out with soap, whether it's
did they ever actually do it?
Yes, she actually did it. She puts a bar of soap in your mouth. Yeah, it was if you got hit, if you hit your sister, if you stole someone's lunch, anything at all, it's bar
of
soap in your mouth.
If you got hit, you said?
No, if you hit someone else.
Okay.
Or if you steal someone's lunch, anything at all, it's always bar of soap in your mouth. For
really?
Like
how often minutes. Would something like that happen? How often would the suds go down the throat there?
Likely for me, it was not very often, but
yes.
my cousin Lauren had it all the time.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she's doing fine,
poor
I
Lauren.
Guess.
Poor Lauren. All right, Jorge, what about you? Worst you were ever punished? What was the way you were punished?
Just like Andy, grounded for, you know, weekend. They took soccer away from me. Like, they wouldn't take me to my games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the worst one that got... It was a freshman high school chemistry class. Mr. Chavez never sent nobody. He had never, ever, ever in his career teaching, mm-hmm. never sent anybody to the office. And I was the one being defiant. So he called my parents. Mom came in. Of course, I get a beating when I get home.
Yeah.
They whoop me with a belt.
What was the with belt?
Yeah, yeah, with a belt. And then they're like, hey, no soccer, no this, no that. You're grounded. Yeah. You can't hang out. You can't do anything. So
I always had a choice when I screwed up. It was belt, wooden spoon, or mace.
Oh, yeah, you got to whoop it.
Wait,
yeah.
mace?
Yeah, a mace. My dad would swing it around.
I thought you meant...
Like,
pepper spray.
Yeah, I'm talking about the kind like, of mace you like, swing
close
around.
Close your eyes. You ready?
Yeah. It's like, dude, that's criminal.
Yeah. Like, that's, no, the mace, he would swing it around and then... Yeah.
You mean like one of those spiked maces?
Correct, a spiked mace. Wow. No, of course I'm kidding.
Is he a Viking?
Of course I'm kidding. That was the Middle Ages. No, he did not own a mace. But I did catch some. I mean, you were never hit, right? Oh, no, you were hit.
Yeah, I got the belt, the chancla.
Emily, you were never hit.
A little bit. Spanking,
a little bit
yeah.
spanking. And
my parents were not that
Andy way. Andy never. Yeah, nope. No, I got it. I got it pretty good. I threw a rock through the reason's window.
And,
why? Because we were one of those things.
We were just like, can you hit the window? Can you get it? Can you get the rock all that way?
As kids do.
Is the reason's like a hotel or is it a neighbor?
No, it is a neighbor.
Okay.
Tuffy and Janice Reason, Casey Reason was a friend of mine, trying to throw the rock. Can we hit the window? Can we hit the window? Can we hit the... Finally broke the window.
Trying to be like Shakespeare with this? Like, you know, get her attention?
No, it was not throwing pebbles to the window to try to get Jan Reason's attention. No, it was not.
Did you get her attention?
I did end up getting her attention, and I did end up getting the... My dad was the belt. My mom was the wooden spoon. Mm. Yeah.
Nobody was the mace.
So I've got a related story, interestingly, because it just so happens that I had a story that went along with Wheel of Questions. So this is a story from China. Where a Chinese boy was made to play video games for 14 hours. He broke his video game limit, which was only 3 hours.
Right.
And his dad said, nope, you've got to keep playing for 14 more hours. Now, does that seem like a reasonable punishment?
How old is this kid?
12.
You know what? Actually, for a 12-year-old,
I think he'd probably like it, right? I think it's well. Cool. Here's what it is: play video games for 14 hours.
Here's what it is: it's going to go in cycles. Like the first 3 hours, you're going to be thinking, "I got one on, Dad. This
Correct.
Is awesome."
Right.
Start getting to hour 6 or 7, you're getting sick of it.
Yep.
About hour 10, you're like about to cry. Then about hour 12, it crosses over into this is awesome.
Right. So you're saying there are certain you break a wall.
Exactly. It's like a runner's high type thing.
Yes.
Like you got to get to mile 6.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden you're feeling great again. Mile 9, it's a little bit of trouble.
Struggle.
Get back to mile 13, exactly. You're feeling really good.
Exactly. What do you think, Jorge? Is that a reasonable discipline? 14 hours of video games?
Nah, for what?
What's
he getting out of
that? In other words, you like video games so much. Okay, play them for 14
hours. It's
the
equivalent of when your parents catch you smoking. And they say, you like smoking so much.
Smoke the whole pack.
Exactly. Which
Did that ever happen to you?
Well, let me tell you something. When I was like 14, my parents did that. I'd be like, bring it, baby. Bring it.
Yeah. You were a big smoker? You were a big smoker?
Yes.
Like, what was your peak of smoking?
Peak was probably somewhere between a pack and a half a day.
A pack and a half a day.
I was a heavy smoker.
That is right. Now, how'd you quit?
I weaned myself off it.
Right.
Until eventually I could get to the place where I could stop and it wasn't that much of a shock to your system. Like cold turkey is really hard. Like I cannot emphasize enough just how addictive nicotine is if you've never been through it.
How'd you start?
How did I start?
Like, how was your first?
How old were you?
Yeah.
Probably like 13.
13. You know what my mom called the people who smoked burnouts? She'd call, and now look at me.
Well, I remember like the first time, it was probably like either late 7th grade, early 8th grade.
Was it like an after school special where someone came over to you at the locker?
Yeah, like everybody, I don't know, some party or something, like everyone tried it at the same time. And pretty much everyone is like coughing and like you can tell they
hate it. But it just stuck with you. Well, you were like,
you could tell
you started chain smoking right away.
You could tell they hated it.
Yeah.
Like you could tell they hated it and they're just like trying to inhale, like look like they are, but they despise it. I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Like I'm like mad that I wasted so much of my life not smoking.
Yeah.
At that point. I loved it from minute one.
You know, I never smoked anything till I was 35.
Really?
That's when I started smoking weed was when I was 35. I never smoked a cigarette. I have never smoked a cigarette.
Never?
Never. I never have. It didn't do for me what weed did.
Yeah. That is an amazing achievement.
Thank you.
Just from growing up in the Midwest.
You. Thank you.
Growing up, like in the Midwest,
yeah.
Like around roughly our age demographic, it was basically mandatory to smoke.
Yes. It was mandatory. Everybody had to smoke.
Did you guys have DARE when you were in elementary school, middle school?
Yeah. What does that stand for?
Drugs,
alcohol, rehab.
Excited.
Resist or something.
I remember rehab excited.
We had one of those assemblies when I was in high school, and they brought back an alum of our school
right.
to talk about his alcohol addiction.
Yep.
And he went through all these stories of partying, and all I could think was, these sound incredible.
This guy
has been living.
We had that woman that had the hole in her throat.
She came and spoke at school.
Yeah, and she was smoking through the thing. I was like, oh, man.
Wait a minute. Whoa. So they brought
somebody, a woman, yeah.
with a hole in her throat, and they had her smoke a cigarette
in front of you? She would tell us that she still smokes. And I'm like, well, how? Oh. Somebody asked, how do you keep smoking? She's like, is it normal through the mouth? And she's like, no, I just, you know, go through here.
That has got to be traumatic to see that.
Man,
traumatic.
On, that's hardcore, though.
That, like, that one would have worked still? More than my assembly.
Yeah.
No, they brought that woman in, and that's when I was like, you know, I'm not touching a cigarette ever again.
I do like how people who were, like, really into DARE and, like, would write the essays and stuff and give the speeches at the DARE assemblies that are now, like, on the other side of it. And people are also wearing, like, the DARE shirts, ironically, out in places. Really you're like, okay, this is...
Black shirt, red letters.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, coming up next for you, didn't get to anything that I teased there, so Gwyneth Paltrow, the special diet that she's on, and how much would you have won if you'd bet this Final Four to come true before the tournament even started? That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.